This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money and Patty Cohn of Compass Realty. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during the show. That certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. And today's trivia theme is music from the 1980s. Patty, Ooh. That's when you were just a child.
Of course.
Okay.
Music from the 80s. Excellent.
Yeah. And Nam, you have an interesting article you want to share with us.
Yeah. So, gosh, real estate. This week we're talking about, every week that Patty and I are together, I love to talk about real estate. So this week I want to talk about an article that was in Forbes.com, article written by contributor Stephen McBride. Headline is very catchy. The biggest housing boom in history has just begun. And so this was as of October 14th. So the article was written just a few days ago. Gosh, I don't know. Most of the headlines seem to be
cooling down.
Yeah. So he points to a lot of interesting facts. But, you know, one of the areas he looks at are stocks of home builders. And he said that stocks of home builders are, you know, through the roof. Huge gains in growth in home builders, and it's because of a number of factors which he highlights in the article. One of them being the number of millennials that have yet to enter the market. And one of the stats he uses is he said that the average, average first time home buyer, bought their home at age 33. And the average millennial is 34.
Yes.
And they're underrepresented in terms of new home buyers.
Mm-hmm. And they were really scared when their parents got messed up with the recession when they were, you know, younger.
Yeah.
So now maybe they're going, maybe it's time to catch on. Interesting point.
And so
maybe it's time to catch on at the top of the market.
right. Well, so and the other thing is housing stock is significantly below where it should be. One of the things he points out was that a few years ago, or maybe back a couple decades, then homes were being built at a rate of something like 15,000 a year in certain markets.
Okay.
And or 1.5 million, excuse me, and now it's somewhere down around 900,000. So the number of new homes being built is much slower pace than it was a few decades ago. So low housing stock or not enough housing stock being built, the average millennial being 34 and not having entered the housing market yet leads to what he's saying is going to be a big boom. The interesting thing too, is I read an article earlier this month where it said, you know, millennials are less inclined to buy homes, and that they're more transitional.
They move a lot.
Yeah. And also they're debt averse because of what their parents just went through.
Exactly.
So, you know, maybe that's the case, but maybe they're just going to wait longer before they buy their first house.
Especially if they see rents going up too much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The economy's still strong. So he was pointing to another factor that would lead to millennials being able to buy.
Yeah.
Is that they're making more, presumably.
Although, really, honestly, prices have already started going down. Not dropping, but just like a gentle glide. You know, like, in for example, in Marin, year over year, 3% down since last year. And in fact, I was just pulled up an article where it was August marked the 12th month out of the last 13 in which sales were lower than a year earlier. And the same would-be buyers remained priced out of the market, stayed on the sidelines, hesitant to buy near a potential peak. So I'm finding that, you know, every single day being out in the market, some things are just sitting, some things are going.
Mm-hmm. People just waiting.
Waiting. Waiting. And you know, I mean, nobody has to buy a house. Millennials, like Nam was saying, you know, they're like stagnation inflation. They really just kind of, they don't live over their means, like terrible. We act like that's terrible.
Right.
You know,
no,
they don't spend. You know, it's actually really good.
That's absolutely
and
good.
And they don't really, they wait to buy houses. And
right.
Well, their whole thing is they like experiences.
Right.
Exactly.
Less materialism.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So simultaneously.
What's wrong with them?
Yeah.
I know. Exactly. Right. Yeah. You know, and then 3.4 million new renters. So, for example, about 19% of U.S. households with six-figure incomes and U.S., that's big.
That's big, yeah.
Right. Up from about are renting their homes. Up from about 12% in 2016. This is a Wall Street Journal
analysis. Is that nationwide?
Yeah. So it's different. It's really different.
Mm-hmm.
And also, a Moody's study showed that they believe a global recession is highly likely in the next 12 to 18 months, unless there is not an escalation with the tariff war with China.
Okay,
so many unknowns.
So they don't want to buy when they think that there's a recession because prices will drop, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All
right. No, it's who knows, but at least we don't have a glut of inventory yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do think for the next 5 years or so, it's just, you know, gentle waves, that's what we get.
Right.
And we're going to have a nice, normal market, which we're already in, a neutral market.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a sort of a buyer's market, but not terrible like last time. But,
right. You
know, we're at the top.
Now, do you think the next few months, which is, you know, typically slower because of the winter, that'll be the norm right now? I mean, there's nothing to spark any special activity?
Right. No, okay. I think it's just, and seasonality, like just basic seasonality curves are happening, as always. You know?
All right.
Yeah.
Tell you what, we're going to cut to a commercial break, and we're going to start asking our trivia questions, music of the 1980s, all right? First trivia question, what was the name of the first lead singer of AC/DC who died in 1980 at the age of 33? Mm. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Want to make a quick mention here for the Urban Tavern, which is located in downtown San Francisco near Union Square. Celebrate local food and beer scene with seasonal menus and more than a dozen Bay Area crafts on tap. And show your professional local sports gear. Buy one, get one game day free, drink free. That's not bad. Sounds like a 2-for-1, huh? So you got to show your game ticket or wear your local sports gear, i.e., you know, Warriors, Giants, etc. All right. That is our trivia question again, is what was the name of the first lead singer of AC/DC who died in 1980 at the age of 33? And stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients at Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License County Area 018-97444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Attention Bay Area homeowners, Pacific Private Money has a loan program that can help you buy your next home right now. No need to wait to sell your existing home first. Our unique bridge loan lets you tap the equity in your current home to provide up to 100% financing on the home you wish to buy. We're friendly, fast, and ready to help you right now. Call us today for more information. 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150. Or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal Housing Lender. License Caldera 01897444.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Nam Phan and Patty Cohen. First trivia question, music in the 1980s. What was the name of the first lead singer of AC/DC who died in 1980 at age 33?
Patty?
I don't know.
Bon Scott.
Bon Scott.
You've heard that name before.
No? Kind of. No.
Not really.
Okay. Well, the next question I think is a little easier. And the last one, maybe easy. Okay. Patty, there was something you were telling us during the break about renters.
Yeah. Investors need to know this, and tenants will be happy. Gavin Newsom, now I'm not speaking about this as for sure, but pretty sure Gavin Newsom, it will be signing into law effective January 1st, 2020, that you cannot give notice to a tenant without just cause. And, you know, it used to be that you just need to give 30 days notice. Currently, you've got to give 60 days notice if they're there more than a year. But now you must give there must be just cause. Now, just cause would be you are selling the property, or you are moving back in, you particularly, exactly the landlord, or a family member, a close family
member. Or they haven't paid the rent.
Well, that's just cause.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah, that's just cause. Or you know, and just cause would also be they're renting it short-term rental, and that's not part of the lease.
Wait, how about just C-U-Z, just cause?
Just cause.
Just cause. I want to kick you out just cause.
Maybe we should read that bill and see if it is just C-U-Z.
Yeah.
It's just cause I want to.
Landlords love this bill.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Just cause. It is San Francisco, after all.
So
just cause.
So let's say you're a landlord and you've had somebody in for 10 years and they're paying a rent that is now, you know, a few thousand below market. Or
really good question. You still can't raise it more than five. This is coming with the bill, and it isn't enacted yet. But you still can't raise it more than 5%.
See, and I've always said that. I've always said this in the last year. Then I get to go to my insurance company, and I get to go to PG&E and say, "Oh, by the way, you can't raise my rents." And same thing with water, right?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I can't raise my rent to my tenant, so you guys can't raise your bill to me, right?
Good point. Yeah.
And the roofer? I'm sorry, Mr. Roofer, but last time we did a roof, it was this. You can't raise it more than 5% a year.
And avocados? What happened to that?
Yeah.
It just went way up.
And how about taxes?
Yeah,
taxes. I'm sorry, Mr. Taxman. Yeah. You're not allowed to raise my taxes.
Without just cause.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Give it a shot, Edward. Yeah.
Instead of Edward, I'll be known as number 436-892 in the penitentiary.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Fighting for just cause.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Hey, let's move on to a little bit of emails. How's that?
Okay.
Nam, comes in, says, "Hello, Nam."
Says, "Hello there.
Why does the distribution in your fund fluctuate?" So I don't know if this is someone who's an investor or has maybe just kind of heard that the interest rates fluctuate between, 7.5%+. So why does the distribution fluctuate every month?
It's a two-word answer, or it could even be one word. I'm not sure.
Just cause.
Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Just cause. So it fluctuates because of the rate of the loans that we are funding or adding to the fund that month, in a given month, and also the rate of the loans that are paying off. So, at Pacific Private Money, we make, private money loans to borrowers on primarily residential real estate. We charge them rates generally in the nines, but if it's a junior lien, it could be 10%+. But the rates fluctuate for a number of different reasons. Some based on duration of the loan that they're in, quality of the credit, or quality of the asset. So if it's a really low loan to value, then we may lower the rate.
Okay.
So every loan, we charge a rate on that's that the loan per metrics merit. So, you know, it could be 8.5, which is actually kind of low, but if it's a really, really clean, what we say, a clean deal. Whereas something that is, you know, somebody has a really low FICO score, but they've got, you know, there's an exit, and it's a loan that we will say, yes, we'll do the loan. Maybe that's 10%. Those all get mixed together across the entire portfolio, and so you end up with sort of a weighted average loan loan to value, and also weighted average rate. Mm. And so every month that rate fluctuates just because of the mix of loans in the fund changes every month. So it, not a lot, though. I mean, we've stayed within a pretty healthy range, at least. Well, you can look at the returns, which have been 7.5% to 8% since 2013. That means that the rate that we charge the borrowers fluctuated somewhere along those lines as well.
Hmm.
You know? So it's a mixed bag, but it's generally in a narrow range.
Okay. And since Patty and I are both investors, mm-hmm. we noticed, did you notice how the month last month's rate was?
I don't even pay attention.
Really?
I mean, I don't control it, so.
No, but you like to see how much you're making. It was actually, on an annualized basis, 8-point-something percent?
Yeah, 8.7.
8.7%.
Nice.
Percent. Yeah.
The previous month it was 7.7. Why'd you ask that? You know, we're letting the cat out of the bag. No, you know, we've had some solid returns, and, you know, we've been doing some things to help boost the yield, which is, you know, after we fund some of the loans, we sell them off to institutional investors who will buy at a significantly lower rate than what our individual trustee investors would
take. That also kind of lends itself to the aspect that the loans that you're funding are got to be pretty high quality if these big institutions are willing to buy them.
Yeah, and we're ramping it up. And how does that benefit the fund investors? So if you're selling, if you're funding a loan from a borrower at 9.5%, as an example, and you're able to sell it to institutions at 7, well, that 2.5-point spread is income that comes into the fund.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we've sold the loan.
Or most
off.
Of it is.
Most of it is. So that's added to the pool of along with the existing loans that we have and those payments, and that's all calculated together. But you know, to make a long story short, that helps boost the yield because you're just adding that spread back into the total revenue that the fund generates.
And there's really no risk from that standpoint because once you sell it to an outside person, it's their risk. All you're doing is collecting the spread.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And
nice model.
Institutions are hurting for yield themselves. So yeah, the alternative investment space is very attractive for them. We're very attractive for institutional money because, you know, we have a great track record, and our team is very effective at underwriting and vetting quality loans. I mean, we say, you know, we've said in the past that we say yes to 1 out of 10, meaning we say no to 9 out of 10 loans. Mm. And later when we talk about a deal of the week, and I'll go into a couple of examples of when we say no.
Okay. In the meantime, how do people get a hold of you?
So to get a hold of us, if you're interested in investing in the fund, call us at 415-883-2150 or go online to www.pacificprivatemoney.com.
All right. And when we come back, Patty, we're going to ask you a question about backup offers because we know that is kind of interesting.
Exactly. All right. Exactly.
Here's our second trivia question. Who had a 1981 hit? We're talking 1980s music. With the song 9 to 5 from the film of the same name. Mm-hmm. So I figured I'd have to throw you a little
Parton.
Bit of
a...
Excellent, Pat. Excellent, Patty.
Who was her who was one of her co-stars?
Didn't mean
in
to
that
do that.
Show. There's a trivia question, right?
Yeah. Okay, so this time nobody's going to win the tanning certificates. Patty let it out of the bag, but that's okay. Don't touch that dial.
Maybe I want the tanning certificate.
There you
go. That place is great.
It is great. Okay, we'll be right back.
For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings and CDs? Are you frustrated by the uncertainty in the stock market? Would you like to learn about a simple, high-yield investment opportunity that features both safety and security features? At Pacific Private Money, our clients earn yields starting at 7%, and their capital is secured by real estate at conservative loan-to-values. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the yields on your savings and IRAs, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150.
Equal Housing Lender, licensed CalDRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Can you believe how long we've been living in this era of low interest rates? It's been for most of this decade. And when we were all expecting rates to go up this year, now we're finding out that low rates will likely continue through 2020. If you're among the rapidly growing segment of people entering retirement age, I'm sure you're concerned over the challenge of growing your retirement savings. And you're not alone. Pacific Private Money has a solution for those seeking ways to significantly boost yields you earn on your retirement savings. And we do it with safety and security features not found in traditional investments like stocks and mutual funds. For more information on how you can supercharge your retirement savings with annual yields of 7% or more, that's right, 7% or more, contact us at 415-883-2150 or visit us at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
Equal Housing Lender, licensed CalDRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and Patty Cohen. Second trivia question, which was let out of the bag. That's okay. But we'll let you repeat it anyway. Okay. Who had a 1981 hit with the song 925 from the film of the same name?
Was it Dolly Parton?
It was! Excellent! Oh, my gosh! Good job.
So the first responder will still get the tanning?
We're still going to allow
that. We deliberated during the break for a while, and we realized that we didn't want people picketing Edward's radio show.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Drink for his life.
I'm an event tonight. I don't want any eggs in my hair. Yeah.
So, Patty, an email question comes in for you. It says, is there any downside to accepting a backup offer?
That's a very good question, and I get that a lot. And then the first is, downside to who? Buyer or the seller? Almost 100% of the time, as a seller, you're going to want to take a backup offer. The only time it wouldn't is if it's a rising market. And, you know, I've seen this. I've seen markets like this where, you know, 30 days later, you could have gotten 10,000 more and you wish you weren't with that offer. But as long as you feel really, really comfortable with that high offer that you have in escrow, then for sure take a backup offer. And there's several reasons for it. One is, once the bloom's off the rose, it's really hard to get them back. So, meaning that, like, the deal falls apart, you're not going to get multiple offers again. I don't care how hot the market is. You're pretty much not going to happen.
Good. Why point. Is that?
You know, it's like jaded goods. It's psychological. It's bloom is off the rose, you know?
But then if you're the potential buyer, you may realize, oh, they're just going to use me as a white horse or whatever, dark horse or whatever they call it.
Exactly.
What is the term? Dark horse? White horse?
I know what you're talking about.
Basically, they're going to use me to get the first offer to go ahead and close.
Yeah. However, if you're a buyer, and I tell you as a seller's agent that there's several people that want to go into backup, would you like to? You're probably going to do it. And the other thing that's great for sellers is that first buyer, they're going to behave. They're not going to ask for money back. They're going to do their inspections. Yep. It's going to be just fine and easy because the seller can't wait to kick them out of escrow. And that's provided, like, say you get multiple offers and, you know, it's listed for 1.9, you get into escrow at 2 million, but the backup offer is, you know, 1.9. You can take them at 1.9, or you can say you can go into backup as long as you're going to be in backup for 2 million. You know, there's all ways you can do it, but it's pretty good for a seller.
Are you obligated, though, as the seller to accept that backup?
Absolutely. And here's the other part about it. The backup offer is not obligated. They can walk.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. But that first offer, that in primary position, they're going to really behave. And everybody's going to be smooth.
Yeah, I guess as the agent, you have to present all offers, even if it's a backup offer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you're representing the buyer, would it be, if they can walk away, right, can they make backup offers on multiple properties?
It's not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, but how do people know?
People don't know. I mean, just as you can't make multiple offers on different properties at all, mm-hmm. unless you are prepared to buy them all, yeah, and most people
right.
aren't.
Yeah.
So, you know, is it illegal? Not real. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it's
funny
because on a 1031 exchange, you're supposed to identify a few different properties.
Yeah, but right. if you're in contract with them, yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Yeah, it's a no-no.
Patty, how do you get? You're a wealth of knowledge.
Why, thank you.
How do people get a hold of you?
I am Patty Cohn, C-O-H-N. I'm with Compass, formerly Pacific Union, and I am at 415-722-4842, and I'm in Marin County, bestmarinagent.com.
Very good. Nom. We're going to go to Deal of the Week.
So, this Deal of the Week is located, this property is located in the Tahoe region. So this week we have a deal in process right now where the borrower came to us because he started a construction project on a property up in Tahoe, not realizing that once you start construction, you can't get bank financing on that.
Because of mechanics lien issues.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So not realizing that, he thought he could start it because he wanted to get it going and used his own funds. But then when he went to a bank, they said, no, we can't lend you the money. He's got to, and he's limited on his funds. Rather than, so now, number one, bank financing is no longer the option. Two, he's approaching wintertime. So this project's got to get done.
In Tahoe, yes.
In Tahoe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And three, he has other access to other kind of capital, some of it's stock, but it's below a rate that doesn't make sense for
him. He doesn't want to sell his stock when right. it's lower than he thinks. Yeah.
So came to us, and we're going to be doing a construction loan. It's almost, we've almost closed the loan here. But that's an unusual one. It's not one that we typically see.
So how do you guys get around the mechanic lien issues?
How do we do it?
Yeah.
We do funds control. We do. That's not my specialization in terms of the kinds of liens for construction loans. But
I'll bet what you do is you look at the project and you see how much work is done, and if it doesn't look like there's too much work being done, you can, you don't necessarily bond around it, but you can have an educated estimate as to what the potential mechanic liens issues would be. I mean, if the guy is just putting up, studs,
right,
then how much more could he have done?
Yeah,
right,
right.
There's only you can quantify for the most part.
Yeah, and I don't know how far along he's gotten, but
plus the other thing is I remember talking to one of the underwriters, you get mechanic lien releases from the people, because when he says
right.
the borrower says, well, I've paid these guys, well, you just get something in writing from him saying, yeah, he has paid us.
Yeah, that's probably something that would Our loan agent who's doing this is a construction specialist. That's probably something that is high on his checklist.
All right. And with that,
did you have something? Because I just want to talk about the deals that we don't do.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that next segment. We got to cut to another commercial break here. All right. Who was the first country artist to sell over 10 million copies of an album?
Dolly Parton.
No.
Thank goodness that's not the answer this time. Okay. Call 888-912-1190. Other than Patty, be the first person to call with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Who was the first country artist to sell over 10 million copies of an album? And again, we're talking the 1980s. Stay with us. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Tap into the local food and beer scene at San Francisco's Urban Tavern, just steps from Union Square. Featuring a menu of locally inspired cuisine, Urban Tavern has the distinctive personality of a metropolitan gastropub. It's where the local food and beer scene is celebrated, with seasonal menus and more than a dozen Bay Area craft beers on tap. convenient to Union Square shopping and walking distance to the theaters, Urban Tavern is a great place to enjoy happy hour before a show. And get this, if you show your game ticket or wear your San Francisco team gear, you can enjoy a buy one, get one free drink on game day, be it baseball, football, or basketball. Of course, Urban Tavern will be showing the games live. Oh, and don't forget, during the holiday season, Urban Tavern is convenient to the ice rink and holiday shopping in Union Square. Make an evening of it with shopping, dinner, and a show. Find Urban Tavern on Open Table and the beer app Untappd. You can also go to urbantavernsf.com.
You probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where that real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal Housing Lender. License Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings and CDs? Are you frustrated by the uncertainty in the stock market? Would you like to learn about a simple, high-yield investment opportunity that features both safety and security features? At Pacific Private Money, our clients earn yields starting at 7%, and their capital is secured by real estate at conservative loan-to-values. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the yields on your savings and IRAs, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificprivatemoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150.
Equal Housing Lender. License Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and Patty Cohn. Third trivia question. Who was the first country artist to sell over 10 million copies of an album in the 19... And it happened to be in the 1980s.
Oh, is it Lyle something?
Lyle Lovett?
Yeah.
No. Garth Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was he 80s? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Achy Breaky Heart, right?
Right.
Okay. Right. Nam, when we cut to break, you were going to mention in the next segment, which is this one, about loans you don't do.
Yeah, so you know we talk about the quality deal flow that we fund, and you know, and Mark often says, you know, we say no 9 out of 10 times, and that's actually is pretty accurate. The interesting thing is, our underwriters are so good; they'll see a loan get recirculated by three or four different brokers. Yeah. So it'll come to us sometimes directly, and we'll say, "No, are you kidding me? This is not a loan we would do."
Yeah.
It disappears. And then a broker will bring a loan, and it's been repackaged. Typically, what happens is the borrower gets denied by us and other private lenders, and they say, okay, what do I need to tweak about my story to make it look prettier? And then they'll submit it to another broker, to a broker, and then that broker will come to us and say, hey, I've got this sweet loan for you guys to do. We'll look at it, and Rick in our office will go like, wait a second. We've seen this.
Yeah.
The story has changed. No. And so then it'll come to us from one of our loan agents through another broker. And sometimes this can be months. So it's not like it's happening all in a week.
Yeah.
Sometimes these borrowers are stuck in these situations. They're years. Yeah. You know, it's funny. Yeah. Actually, that's funny. We got one recently where Rick said, I saw this 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they come back and what they do is the borrower kind of gets the rejection, changes their story. Each time.
But isn't the property same address?
It's the same property. So
maybe different pictures on the front and the back.
Fundamentally, you know, the reason why we're going to deny it, it's very hard to hide.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of the details, whether it's a rehab project, a fix and flip, or it's the borrower. You know, you hear in our underwriting team, equity stripping, which is when a borrower gets a loan, property appreciates, and they have more equity, they pull it out, take a loan against that equity, and they just constantly use their
like
property
an
like an ATM.
Yeah.
And that you can't hide from that. I mean, because you run credit checks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I just want to point out that the deals of the week we talk about are deals that have actually made it to our funding desk.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, you know, we've had to look at some really ugly ones, sometimes multiple times when we say no to them.
So. Well, people don't understand that, like, private money lenders are pretty small, lean, and mean teams.
Yes.
And they're paying attention. Yeah. And people think, well, let's throw it back at them and see what they do now.
Sure,
like, like there's some, like, person in the back going, hey, I'm Herb in the corner here.
Yeah.
And, like, he's going to approve it, you know.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, but... the reality, though, is that you guys do at least the same kind of underwriting a bank does, but you may not pay attention to stupid things like, hey, where did that $150 deposit in this, you know, within this $10 million company come from?
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's kind of stuff.
We say private money, not stupid money. And to your point, you know, our underwriters often are underwriting to bank standards because they're trying to find the exit from our loan. And oftentimes they're saying, okay, I'm going to put my, you know, banker hat on or conventional lending hat on and say, okay, would a conventional lender do this loan or refinance out of our loan?
Yeah, and it could be because the person started a new job. Mm-hmm. And even if they're in the same industry, you know, 2 years later, if they're successfully staying at their job, they'll be able to refinance no problem.
Right.
Interesting, yeah.
So we take a common sense approach, but it's not, you know, helter-skelter, you know, just put our finger in the air and see which way the wind's blowing and say yes.
Proof is in the pudding. How many losses have you guys had?
Zero.
Oh, that's too many.
Yeah.
So we've been fortunate. I'll knock on wood here. No, I mean, every deal has to stand on its own merits, and we have more deal flow than capital. So we're not desperate to fund every loan that comes through. And even if we had, you know, unlimited capital, you know, our first sort of vision or mission is take care of our investors.
Yeah, preservation of principle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most. Isn't that what Roy Rogers said? I'm more interested in return of my principal, not, you know, interest on it.
Yeah.
Return.
Did Roy say that?
That's right. Yeah, Roy Rogers, smart
interesting
guy. What's the minimum to invest in the fund?
Minimum is $50,000. So there's three requirements with the minimum, you know, $50,000 being one of them. You have to be accredited. That's the other requirement. So $1 million net worth, exclusive of your primary residence, although you can qualify on income too. So if you don't qualify on the net total net worth, but you make $200,000 a year as an individual, you can show that on your tax returns for the last 2 years. That meets the qualification. Or if it's a household or a couple, it's $300,000 for the last 2 years.
And unlike some of investments, there is some tax advantage.
Yeah. So there's what's called the QBID, which is qualified business income deduction. And actually, we have a fund event. We have two more events coming up in the next one's in Fremont on, when is it, the 23rd? Wednesday the 23rd, so this coming Wednesday. And then the last one of the month is Wednesday the 30th, and that's in Walnut Creek. So it's not too late to RSVP for those two. And you'll learn about QBID. And actually, we have Steve Moskowitz, who's a tax attorney, I would say, expert on taxation. And in real estate, too. So there's two more events. It's not too late to sign up, and you can do that by calling into the office at 415-883-2150. Actually, the Fremont one's starting to fill up, so you better RSVP soon. And then if you don't make that one, come to Walnut Creek.
Good.
Check that one out. So.
All right. We've got 2 minutes before we have to cut to a break.
You know, I was thinking about something, and it's just for the people out there wanting to get a mortgage, especially millennials, if their credit is messed up, this is just a little tip on credit reports. So a big factor is obviously late, don't be late, but also credit utilization.
Okay.
So let's say you've got, I'll keep it really simple, let's say you've got a $2,000 line of credit and you use $1,000, that's 50% utilization. But then then if you can get your credit bumped up to 4,000 and you use 1,000, it's 25% utilization.
Okay.
So I'm just letting people know out there, because I know people that have gotten messed up, you know, and their credit is dropped down to like 650 and they were at, you know, 740. Try to get as much credit as possible and don't use as much, because that'll get your score way up.
So keep it under 30% utilization.
Under 30%,
right?
Yeah.
So you can do that by saying, hey, give me a credit increase. Limit increase.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah, sometimes these credit card companies will just say, congratulations, we're just increasing your limit.
Exactly.
So you just have to be disciplined not to to go over.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the theory is that if you're, you know, at 80% utilization, you know, the credit companies are kind of looking and going, yeah, this person's like always maxed out.
Yeah. Just think about lending this way. If you need a loan, you probably won't get one. If you don't need it, no problem.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, everyone will knock on your door after you've paid off all your bills, right?
Yeah.
That's when you say, that's why I'm coming to you for a loan. It's because I need it.
Exactly.
And that's why we're not giving it to you.
Exactly.
And that's why you go, oh, Mr. Potter, come on. You know,
exactly.
I'm George Bynum.
I've been in this town 45 years.
Is that what he said?
Something like that.
Oh, something like that? Yeah. Bailey Banks and Biddle? No.
Yeah, it's almost the season George for Bailey. Watching.
I know.
Too.
I was going to say, exciting. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Band. Halloween's just around the corner, and Thanksgiving's like not too far behind.
Well, I'm already starting to see listings coming off, and the reason is taking it off for the holidays. I saw that twice today.
Wow. Hey, by the way, you know, in It's a Wonderful Life, you know Bert and Ernie? That's where Sesame Street got Bert and Ernie from.
Really?
It is. All right, stay with us. The Best of Investing. We'll be right back. Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 0189744. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and Patty Cohen. No trivia question, because Patty ruined them all for us. No, I'm just kidding. Nam, you want to ask him about the
we were talking about the holidays, which I'm excited about. Every week now, between now and the end of the year, it's going to be so much fun because it's going to be something new. But we're talking about, you had mentioned that people are already taking some of their listings off the market because they don't want to deal with it during the holiday season. So, you know, the people who keep it on, are they, you know, what's the thought process as a listing agent? Obviously, if I'm a listing agent, I would want my clients to keep it on.
Yeah.
Just, you know, in hopes that a buyer comes through.
But, yeah.
For those who do keep it on, I mean, what's their rationale or what's the strategy?
Think about this. There are fewer homes on the market. Yeah. I have looked at the seasonality curves since the last 30 years, and it pretty much follows. The number of buyers are pretty much in the same ratio as the number of sellers all year long.
Interesting.
So there's fewer sellers, there's also fewer buyers.
Sometimes there's people who, quote, have to buy for whatever reason.
Yeah. Well, also, I also believe I tell people if you have an untraditional house, put it on at an untraditional time, which is the holidays, because that's when untraditional buyers are looking.
Well, the other thing is if I'm looking for a house and I'm really, you know, trying to be savvy, I might think, you know what? That's when I'm going to get the best deals.
Yeah.
Is when people are trying to sell their house during Christmas time.
Yeah. And that's what everyone thinks. So there's more buyers out. But also, the buyers that are out there are pretty darn motivated.
Right. I was going to say.
So you have less people tramping through your house.
Yeah.
But I have a quick story. Unrelated, but it is absolutely the truth. A friend of mine in the Midwest had another agent hold her house open, the open house, and that agent came in and said, "Oh my God, the house was like bombed out." And this is what we do. We care. She raced through the house and threw things under bed. She made bed. She put things like in the dishwasher. She's like, people are coming for this open house. Oh my God, what am I doing? She worked up a sweat. She just sat there and it's like, I can't believe what a waste this is. Nobody shows up. And then the seller calls the listing agent. What's happening? The place is, looks great, but looks like nobody was here. And they call the agent. And they finally figured it out. She went to the house next door.
She cleaned the house.
She
next
cleaned
door.
The house next door. Truth.
Did she get paid for it?
No.
Oh, well, there was the sad part of the story.
Yeah. Well, it just goes to show you how much agents really honestly do care. It wasn't even her listing. She cleaned up the whole house. Can you imagine the neighbor coming home going like, who cleaned my house? Yeah. I'd be ashamed.
Good thing she didn't get shot.
Yeah.
If I were that neighbor, I'd say, that's my listing agent.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Wherever I go to sell. Right.
And I say, you missed a spot.
I know, exactly. And it also just goes to show you how many people don't lock their doors. That's the truth.
Yeah.
People don't lock their doors.
That was the way it was for us when I was younger. We never locked the car.
No.
I heard some people in the Midwest, they leave their keys in the car so that they don't lose them.
Yeah, right.
Now, that might be a little bit too trusting. But,
yeah. I don't lock my car and I lock my doors. I mean, I really should, actually.
Yeah. Where do you live?
Not telling you.
I'm
just kidding.
Oh, it's right around the corner. Yeah.
Jeez, that's a funny story. That's
truth. Yeah.
Did she bake cookies for them too? Because that's what you do,
right? I like that. You go into an open house and you smell the cookies.
Here's a really good tip. Just a pot of water, boil it, take an orange, squeeze it in, put it in the water, cinnamon, and you've got a apple pie throughout the house.
Oh,
smells like
smell.
Apple pie.
Yeah.
Might as well just bake a real apple pie. No.
You might as well just put some cinnamon and an orange in water.
Cinnamon. I can't say cinnamon. All right. Well, thank you very much for another good show. And we're going to cut to our thoughts for the day. Always remember that you're going to like this one. Always remember you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, smarter than you think, and loved more than you know. Ain't that sweet, huh?
So nice.
You like that? And I finally realized that people are prisoners of their phone. That's why they call it a cell phone. Bump.
Ding. And then jailbreaking it. Have you heard that term? Where your phone is like locked and you have to break it. Through it, like, if somebody
like
has
throw it on the ground
password.
And break it. Okay, no. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing.
Yes.
So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190, or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.